Blog Talk Radio.
All up in your lungs, making you feel like you make me feel like a natural nigga. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily. Go get a business show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the Arts Daily. Go get a business show all up in your area. And we are here, and tonight on this Throwback Thursday, on this Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, we're talking about it. The thing hit different when I said the thing hit different when Well, hopefully I've done a decent enough job of describing to y'all what we mean by this show. Y'all see it on the internet. Y'all see it on the internet. Y'all see it online all the time. You know, the love hit different when I say the thing hit different when I say the sex hit different when you know the love is there. I say the dinner hit different when it's made with love. What?
I said the drawers come cleaner when I love wash them. Oh, what? Woo! Everything goes better with love. Y'all know everything gets better with love. When you finally fall in love with somebody, you know they can't do no wrong while you in love stages. You know they can't do no wrong. Yeah, I said, listen, if you get criticized while you in love stages, you know something. And maybe it ain't the love that you think it is. But when you are in love, when you finally find that person, when you finally find that person for you, you know everything that you do together hit different. The long walks in the park hit different when you're walking with somebody that you love. The walk itself in the park hit different when you know that God is hovering over you, looking down on you and shining his light on you and guiding you and making sure that you're protected because you know you're going to heaven because you saved the baby. You got saved. Yeah, the walk is different when you're walking with the Lord. It hit different, baby. Do you know what I'm talking about, T. Carey Wright? The morning, noon, and night, the T. Carey Wright, the Emily Dunlap in the house, said, Cal Chamber, let me favorita. Do you understand when it hits different? Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious, the greatest, the pearl in the world. You know that I love you, girl. And. Oh, that's it. Where am I at? It's all good. Oh, first of all, I'm going to make sure that this thing, I don't want no technical difficulties tonight. Tonight, I don't want to make no excuses. I want to make no reasons. I don't want to make no explanations. Listen, let's get it popping. That thing hit different when it is what it is. The thing hit different when you like what you're seeing, when you like what you're feeling, and you know that it's going to be reciprocated. The thing hit different when I said the thing hit different when it hits differently. That thing hit differently. You know? So whether you have found love, whether you have found health, whether you have found spirituality, the report card hit different when you know that you done what you were supposed to do that semester. You see this thing? You know, back in the day when you got that good report card, you felt good as shit. Now, I ain't talking to y'all people who got good report cards every time, because it wasn't no big deal, because you know, you expected that every time. But when you were a person that may not have been that focused when you were in school and you got that good report card, you know that that report card hit different. It hit different because you know that you actually tried. And you know that it don't come to you like it comes to everybody else. Not a knock on your intelligence. You're just as smart as everybody else, but you may not have been as focused as everybody else. You may not have been as attentive as everybody else. You may not have attended school and class like everybody else. You may not have done your homework and really, really, you know, nailed yourself down and said, listen, I'm going to go ahead and concentrate on my academics. So when you got that good report card, when you made that honor roll, the honor roll hit different when you ain't used to making the honor roll. And it does. The honor roll hit different when you ain't used to being on the honor roll. You used to being on the, you know, you know, like academic probation type thing. Yeah, you used to being in the principal's office. You want to be on a list. You ain't normally used to being on the honor roll. You kind of used to being on the list of in-house detention. Yeah, you will be staying after school today, tomorrow, the next day. You listen, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all have gotten real close, up close and personal with whoever the attendant was in detention. You know, some teachers just enjoy their job a little too much. Like, you staying after class, you staying after school, you should be home marking papers and shit. Instead, you at home, I mean, you in class, either in the library, study hall, if your school had one, the auditorium, wherever detention was, you know, sometimes there were a lot of people on detention. And remember, you could get on detention in a lot of different ways. You was late for class. You got to stay for detention today. Think about it. That's a hell of a punishment. You have to stay after school and study. So you have to learn more because of some infraction that you committed in school. Anyway, the honor roll hit different when you ain't used to being on the honor roll. Academic probation, D's and F's. That's more around the club that you used to being in. But not this time. This time, it's on some A's and B's shit. All your teachers are looking like, and I know you worked. You raising your hand in class. You stopped sitting in the back of the class. I know you wasn't cheating. We already knew what time it was with you with that. So we put you in a desk away from anybody else. You was out of arm's length, literally. Like, couldn't nobody, you know, you was out of arm's length and eyesight. So couldn't nobody show you the answers. Nah, wasn't none of that going on. We know that you put in the work. I don't know who talked to you. I don't know who got through to you. But you know how your teachers would be like, I knew you had it in you. I knew you had it in you. And I'm so proud of you. And being told that somebody is proud of you hit different when you know you put in that work. It hit different. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like you just, you know, told somebody off or punched somebody in the mouth. Yo, man, I'm so proud of you for standing up against the... Nah, that's different. That can hit different, too. But, like, when a full-fledged adult that was frustrated with you, like fuck, embraces you and tells you, reinforces all of the stuff that they've been... All of the good things they've been trying to tell you that they think about you. It hit different when you actually made that happen instead of people giving it to you in a gratuitous type of way. So, yeah, the I'm proud of you hit different when you know you did everything in your power in order to get that pride. You ain't see it coming. You ain't expect nobody. You forgot about pride. You was just trying to stay out of trouble. Like, listen, my mom said if I get suspended again, then I'm going to get sent to disciplinary school. I ain't fucking with that. I'm just a class clown. I ain't a tough guy. I ain't trying to go to Glenn Mills. I ain't Glenn Mills and Slayton Farms ready. I can't do that. So you got your shit together. Turns out that you had a good head on your shoulders like everybody knew. So that report card hit different when you know that you tried. It wasn't by no mistake. That love and that pride that somebody just, you know, instilled, well, display, well, when your teacher told you that they was proud of you, I'm so proud of you, Darren. Oh, my goodness. I'm so proud of you. Come here, boy. You know the hug hit different when it's your damn teacher hugging you. You're like, yeah. Thanks, Miss Johnson. Miss Johnson crying, you crying. You're supposed to be a thug. Yeah, Miss Johnson liked me. I ain't think she liked me, but she do. Yeah, that hug from Ms. Johnson hit different. Because you realize Ms. Johnson ain't had nothing against you. You kept fucking up. And she knew you could do better than that. You hanging out with the wrong crowd or leading the wrong crowd in the wrong way. You influencing other good students to fuck up. Nah. So, yeah, when Miss Johnson told you that she was proud of you and hugged you, and a little tear came to her eye, it hit different. My mom don't even do this shit, which might be the fucking problem. That might have been the problem all along. Your mom didn't hug you, didn't ever tell you that they was proud, that she was proud of you, or your dad, whatever. You understand what I'm talking about. So, yeah, it hit different. It hit different when your teacher told you that they was proud of you. Other people told you that they was proud of you, too. Even your own classmates. Like, yeah, Darren, you. Yeah, boy. Go, boy. Go, boy. Yeah. It hit different. Like, niggas proud of me? Yeah. Might turn you a little mushy. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on now. It's good to see you. That's why I give you a shout. That's word. All right. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see. T. Carrie Wright says, I was on the dean's list. My chest was all poked out. I made the dean's list one time. One fucking time in my whole 9 semesters of college. Well, you know, it's supposed to be 8. But it was 9. Summer school. Well, I had to go to summer. I had to take classes in the summer a few times. So maybe it's 11. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. When you hit the dean's list, it's like, yo, this is pretty cool. It hit different. Not being in trouble, not worrying about how you're going to make up these credits the next time. And you know what I mean? It relieves pressure. And it's all because you finally did what the fuck you should have been doing the whole time. Problem is, T. Carrie Wright, you probably got on the dean's list more than once. I was one and done. But I don't know. All right. Cherry, what's going on? Cherry, Dana Dane. And Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane, with fame. It's Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane, with fame. What's going on, Dana Dane? It's the day. Oh. Nightmares of the night. All right. Sue's TK Wright says, I worked hard for my report card, sir. Plus my Leo parent and grand had grand expectations of me. I fell off one year in high school. When I got myself together, my good grades hit especially different. Okay. Yeah. You're good when you fell off that one semester. Yeah, when you got back on, that comeback hit different when you had to climb back up into the good graces of people who believed in you. Wasn't I the one who believed in you? Remember that's what Frank told Tony when Tony Montana was gonna kill him in Scarface. Wasn't I the one who believed in you? Tony's like, you ain't getting out of this killing. You dying today, nigga. I'm going to teach you to set me the fuck up. You dying today. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. That thing hit different when. You know? I mean, you know, taking it back to the love thing, to be honest with you, a lot of y'all ain't never been, and some of y'all ain't been hugged right. Plenty of y'all ain't never been kissed right. You know what I mean? And you know when it's right, because it hit different. It's like, before you ain't even really liked the kiss. It kept falling short. you were starting to get into the Hollywood kiss. Like, I'm going to kiss you long, but it ain't going to be no tongue. So it's just going to be like, until the right person, you know, penetrated those lips and teeth. Like, yo, I'm going to get my tongue up in your mouth. Honestly, you might not have liked kissing before. Now you do. Like,
can you do that thing that we did, you know, last time?
Like, what? What we do?
You know that thing, you know, the thing with the mouth and the, you know, the tongue and the lips.
You want to kiss me?
Yeah. Come on, oh. Don't be making me. You always teasing somebody. Stop playing, boy.
That the kiss hit different when he grabbed you by the back of your head. Like, normally, I wouldn't let another man touch the back of my head. This is a weave. And I want him to feel the braids under the shit. I want him to feel the braids under the wig. But fuck that. He can rip that bitch off if he wanted to. The bad bitch hit different when the bad bitch is on the inside instead of the outside. I said the bad bitch hit different when the bad bitch is on the inside. I said the bad bitch is different when the bad bitch is on the inside, not the outside. Yo, you's a bad bitch. You badder than the most. A lot of you from coast to coast. And you make me feel better than anyone before. And I love you, and I can only love you more. And I do like 24 on the floor, and I'm ready for you. And I only hope you're ready for me. We do this thing, you and me, see? We're going to be together for a long time. If you want that for us, yo, shit hit different. When it make you, and when she make you bust, and y'all wasn't even fucking, I said y'all wasn't even fucking, yeah, the nut hit different when you wasn't even fucking. Now, I ain't saying I know nothing about that, but I heard a lot of shit. You gotta really like a chick, I mean, I heard a lot of shit, you gotta really like a chick, I heard a lot of shit, you gotta really like a chick, I said I heard a lot of shit, you gotta really like a chick, I heard a lot of shit, you gotta really like a chick, and bust all in your pants, and she ain't even tease you. I mean, I guess it don't matter if you still got a couple of more. But hit different when it's rav, son. You know what I mean? When it's rav, hit different. Yo, this shit ain't the same shit. My brother Ansel Jones is all up in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? What's going on, my man, my mellow man. Ansel, I'm my mellow. It's on you. So what you gonna do? TK Wright says, love hits different when you're loved properly. It might be the first time. I mean, it's crazy as it sounds. Some people don't get loved the right way until they hit their 30s or middle age or whatever. And they thought that they was being loved properly before. But they realize, like, oh. Huh. It's like when you thought you knew the words to a song. You swore you knew the words to a song until you saw the words to the song. You was like, yo. You know, like back in the day when you bought a cassette tape and they had the words on the put in the cassette tape pull out. This was before CDs. I'm talking about the tape. The tape, baby. You know what I mean? When you took the tape out, And then they had a, you know, a big fold out with the album cover. Well, it was called the album jacket, but it was on the tape. It was a cassette. They got the words to this shit. And you realize how many parts of the song you wasn't singing right. And then you ask yourself, like, well, what was I actually saying during this part? Like, you know what? I don't even really think I was saying a word. I was just kind of mouthed it. You know, like that part in Good Times. Yeah. Good Times. Now, there's a controversy about whether it says hanging in a jiving or hanging in a chow line. I think it says hanging in a jiving. Good times. Ain't we lucky we got them? Good times. Yeah. But yeah. That's what it's like when you get, when somebody finally shows you the love, the attention, puts the feelings inside that makes you see how long you've been missing it. Like, yo. Oh, shit. It can be physical. Like, you thought that you was coming before. Like, oh, no, I'm coming for real now. Like, oh, shit. Who knew? Yeah, you squirting for the first time at 45. Like, better late than never. I thought I was peeing on myself. That nigga had me feeling so good. I was peeing. It just made me pee. Turns out it wasn't exactly Pete. Not exactly. not saying that a woman can't come without squirting, but something does actually have to come out. She might not spray, but yeah. But like I said, you may have just found good sex. You thought you had it before until somebody came along and showed you, like, oh, shit. Four children later, four kids later, and I finally, hey, the missus was just getting on top of you and doing their business, wasn't they, baby? They was just getting on top of me and doing their business. I didn't know, because, you know, I'm all about business. Business oriented chick. Very business like. Moves in a business like manner. Narcissus says at T. Carey, right? And you won't accept any less. Some of us would rather be alone before settling with turning the other cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Emily, I had to bring the drums out. But I'm not just going to be bringing them out just to play them. You know, it's got to be right. Jerry Sherry says, it's nothing like a good kisser. Can you please tell the people who don't kiss that? I'd be like, so you don't kiss, but you give head? Well, yeah. I just don't like to kiss. I'm like, man, what was you raised by? Even dogs kiss. Cats kiss. Everybody kiss. Fish kiss. Like, what's foreplay to you? Why, there's other things you can do. Like, get head. That's foreplay. I'm like, you can kind of consider foreplay. You can kind of consider head to be foreplay. But how can you call it foreplay when that's something that some people, that's all they get, or all they want, or all they give. Like, no. Can't have no ass, but here. Okay. So I don't know. I don't know about that being foreplay. It's foreplay when you don't finish it. When you finish the job, I'm like, I'm not sure if that's foreplay. No. Especially when you consider how lazy some people get after they bust. That's male and female. You know what I mean? Yeah, there are plenty of lazy ass. comers out there. There's chicks out there, they get their shit off. And you like, them thighs become like straight, flexible logs. I'm like, oh. You a selfish joy. No, it's just that I die after sex. But nonetheless, even with oral sex, head, whatever you call it, that hit different when you get with somebody who know what the fuck they doing. There's a difference. Like, oh, this is a person that really finishes what they start. Completion of tasks. Extremely thorough. Like, I didn't even have to wash up afterwards. I mean, I know I should by default. But, she definitely cleans up after herself. Let me see. T. Carey Wright says, I've been loved properly in my younger years, but I wasn't ready for it. Now, if that shit happens, I'm going to welcome it like Rick James welcomed cocaine in the room. But James like cocaine, that's for sure. Cocaine is a little drug. And so just says Daily Go Get Him is a feature a little drummer boy. Pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Me and my drum. Let's see. Cherry says, yes, only had a few good kisses in my life. Damn. So, yeah. So, whenever it gets done again, I guess it will hit different. Makes a lot of sense. Divinity Designs over on the Instagram side. What's going on? My, y'all feeling? Got to say this like you, Divinity. Divinity. Okay. Cherry says, I'm not having prostitute sex. I kiss. Yo, I think that's exactly right. That's what sex without kissing is like. It's either prostitutes. They even kiss in the fucking pornos. They do. It'd be funny looking too. Like, even I'd be thinking like, yeah, maybe y'all shouldn't kiss. You know how normally you say, I don't know where your mouth been. The problem with them is like, y'all know where each other mouth been. You, no kissing. Don't, that shit is more explicit than the unprotected sex that they had. Like, it's like, that mouth? I don't know. TK Wright says, LOL at Mr. Oh boy. We went left quickly. Good grades, love, squirt, kissing, head. Hey, you know how we do. All right, it's one stop shopping over here. It's one stop shopping. North Hills is happy ending. Yeah, it hit different when she's like, no, I'm not stopping. Like, you can hit me up later. I'm like, it ain't like you going nowhere right after this. Go ahead, rest up, chill. But I'm going to finish this thing. You ain't getting out of this shit. You ain't getting out of this here. But yeah, it hit different when you know that it's real, when you know that it's authentic, when you know that it's genuine, when you know that it's for you. The information hit different when it's coming from a reliable source that you are sure of. It hit different. Like, oh, shit. You know, they do. The information hit different when it's from a reliable source. When it comes from somebody that you know ain't about that no bullshit, that don't lie, that don't just believe anything that anybody says, that researches shit, yeah, it hit different. Like, oh, shit. First, I was thinking, yo, man, them motherfuckers don't know what they're talking about. That's a bunch of BS. Until my man Ryan when Ryan told me, I said, oh, shit. Oh, yeah, it's Rav. So it hit different. So when I saw these memes on Facebook, I said, you know what, we should do a show. Because some of the examples that I was seeing, motherfuckers told my weed, yeah, the loud hit different when you get it from Poppy. Like, oh, God. Grow up. The loud hit different when it's coming from Poppy. The loud hit different when it's coming from Poppy. That's what your 57-year-old ass, that's what you want to put on Facebook. That's your social media outcry, your decree, your haiku. You disgust me. You're disgusting. But it is what it is. So that's what we're talking about tonight. That thing hit different. You know what I mean? That check hit different when they got 12 hours of overtime on it. Like, yeah, baby. And anybody who knows that when you get over 12 hours, really, you should, if you're going to do OT, if you're eligible for OT, don't do more than 15 hours, because after that 16 hours, it puts you in another tax bracket, and it's like, you're not making no money. Not take home anyway. When you got 14 hours of overtime, your shit is going to be right. This shit is gonna be right and exact, baby. Right and exact. Oh yeah, you will love it. I guess yes, y'all. So, you know, no, it still says, hold on. Let me see what y'all talking about. TK Wright says, I wonder, does COVID hit different if you work in the porn industry? Imagine that, a bunch of porn stars like, yo, we survived HIV and every other disease, all to have our industry decimated by COVID-19? We having coughing sex. Gag reflex is that, ma? They say I can't transmit. You know, like, I'm good. I quarantined for a couple of weeks. I'm just, you know, I'm still healing, but I can't give it to you. Nasty, huh? Disgusting, heifer. Show how it says kissing is a number one for me. Good living is number two. Or is it vice versa? Okay. Perfect combination when kissing is number one. Loving is number two. Oh. Ah. Well, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people think that they too fly to get COVID-19. I'm like, oh, you too fly to get, I'm fly to get COVID. Well, I hope your shoes go with that cough. Word. I hope you got shoes to match with that cough. Since you so fly. You too fly for the COVID, baby. You too fly for the COVID. At the COVID. Oh, Divinity Divine said, I mean, Design said, scratching and surviving. Good times. Hanging in a jolly. Or hanging in a jolly. That don't rhyme with scratching and surviving. Hanging in a jiving rhymes with scratching and surviving. But I've seen hanging in a chow line written down. I'm like, just because it's written don't mean that it's right. The author could have been wrong. Dead wrong. And I think in this case, I think in this case he was. But nonetheless, you know, when you've been exposed to something that you thought that you were ineligible for, when you have been enlightened by something that you were previously in the dark about, you know, when you have been awakened to something that you slept on, it hit different, baby. It hit different. It hit different. Love is love. Love is love. And sex is sex. And, yeah. The love hit different when you realize that there's a difference between sex and love. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with mixing the two. But mistaking the two is not a good look. It's not a good look. And y'all know how many people do that. You know? And I think a lot of people exchange love or mistake sex for love because they haven't been loved. Like, they know that sex is something that they can get. They know that love is something that has eluded them probably all of their lives, and they've been looking for it. You know, it's a tough situation going through your life thinking that you've been loved, wanting to be loved, crying out for the most part, and consistently expecting it and having your expectations never be fulfilled because you didn't know what it was and nobody would show you. Then when somebody finally shows you, yeah, it's going to hit different. Like, I'll be damned. All of this time, I thought it was this way, and come to find out it was that way. Well, bite my tongue. Oh, damn. You could knock me over a little feather. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. And make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's the daily go get a mism show. And tonight, on this Throwback Thursday, on this Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, we are talking about that thing hit different when a that thing hit different when a and it do hit different when you because it's something to behold, something to behold, like, yo, the news broadcast hit different when you see your people getting locked up. Like, yo, that's my cousin. And on some real shit, have you ever seen somebody close to you on the news and not in a good way? I don't want to get depressingly personal. But yeah. There have been times when people had to watch their loved ones on the news, either doing a crime or being arrested for a crime or have been in a fire or got murdered or hurt or did something that they ain't had no business doing. You know, like, you know. I remember one time, remember the show Cops? You know, bad boy, what you gonna do? Yeah. They had cops in Philly.
And yo, I damned if I didn't see people I knew on Cops. Like, yo, that's the boy Tommy. Oh, hi. You know what I'm saying? They down there in North Carolina. I was like, yo, that's the O.N. Tommy. Getting locked up right on Cops. Like, yo, this is how we getting famous, Tom? Yeah. So, yeah, the news broadcast hit different when it's your peoples on the news. You know? Unfortunately, no, it's not the woman saying, ain't nobody got time for that. Remember her? Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Whatever happened to her? Went back to smoke the crack. She blew up off of that tagline, though, didn't she? Talking about 15 minutes of fame. She blew up off of that tagline. Ain't nobody got time for that. Now, we've been saying ain't nobody got time for that for how long? But she came and made it popular because she was a crackhead. Reporting on a fire or some shit. Blew up. They cleaned a little dusty ass up. Had on all kinds of talk shows. I was like, motherfucker. I'm standing on stages. You know what I mean? Practicing in the mirror. Practicing on camera, watching myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, going to all kinds of open mic nights, accepting pennies, entering contests, coming close or straight winning them. I've won a good amount of comedy contests. I was a battle comic. Like, oh shit, yeah. I kill you in a contest. Anyway, yeah. Meanwhile, this chick. Anybody got time for that? Like, bitch. She yellow teeth. Social media is a motherfucker, right? Ain't nobody got time for that. Let's look that up. What happened to the? I ain't got no time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that woman. What happened to her? What happened to the ink? Nobody got time for that woman. Sweet brown. This is 2012, motherfucker. Kimberly Sweet Brown Wilkins being interviewed after having escaped a fire in an apartment complex. It originally aired April 8th, 2012 on Oklahoma City NBC K4 TV. In a slightly modified version broadcast on Jimmy Kimmel Live. It was edited as if she was being interviewed by Jesus himself. What is this about? Okay, whatever happened to Sweet Brown? Let's see. This is 2015. Today marks the 3-year anniversary of Sweet Brown's overnight rise to internet stardom. With her irresistible outlook on cold pops, fires, and bronchitis, Oklahoma City's mama of meme took the internet by storm with her catchphrase, ain't nobody got time for that, and charming demeanor became the poster person for the next door neighbor that we all wish for? Hold on, slow down. Slow down, honey. Where's the rest of this shit? You have to be a member in order to read the rest of this shit. I'm good. I'm good. Oh, well. So that was 2012 when it happened. But yeah. And I imagine she was probably saying shit like, yeah, the success hit different when you ain't have to do shit in order to get it. I ain't took no acting classes. I ain't stood on no stages. I ain't took no headshots. I ain't been on no auditions. I ain't have to deal with no directors, producers, no talent coaches, no nothing. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Nobody got time for that. Viral, like what? And I couldn't even be mad at her. And believe me, I wanted to be mad. Like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I'm like, man, when it's your time, it's your time. When it's your time, baby. One thing is for sure, when it's your time, can't nobody take your time away from you. But on the flip side, you can't take nobody else's time away from them. Your time is your time, and their time is their time. And y'all won't share time together no matter what. Y'all will not share time together. So let them go ahead and get their shit off. Be humble. Bow out gracefully when it's their time to get on stage. You just make sure you bust ass when it's your time to get on stage. Can you do that? Can you do this? Yeah. Cool, DJ Riddler. Okay. But yeah, man. You know. And on the flip side of that, you know, you're talking about her blowing up overnight. Overnight success. The success hit different when you know that you worked for yours. Or when you know that it's solidified. Like, you're not an overnight success. You're a success with a bunch of overnights. Overnight for years. Years and years of overnights. That's you. That's you. You know? Damn. What was the name of it? Remember... My hip hop fans, remember the purple tape with Raekwon's first album, the purple tape? The purple tape, baby. And on the purple tape, the song I'm talking about with Papa Wu talking in the beginning and at the end, that wasn't on the tape. That was on a CD. You had to have the CD. Hey, yo, Ghost Man. Hey, yo, hold on. Nah, because if I play, you know, YouTube might act stupid. But they should give me just that little part. They ain't really. I can't chance it. They'll bang me. But the last thing he said, no man, good and bad at the same time. You either good or you bad. That last line, I always thought about it. I'm like, no, you can be good and bad at the same time. Because no matter what bad thing you do, you're not washing the good that you've done off of you. And no matter how good you do, you're not washing any of the bad that you've done off of you either. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, on Cops, they did one in North Philly. Susquehanna Avenue. I knew them all. I know. The news hit different when you know the people. What is your people's on there like? Yo, is that Joe? That's Joe. Yo, come on. Look. They're going to show him again. Look, it's Joe. Oh, shit. That is Joe. Oh, shit. Oh, you know what? His mom just died, too. Oh, shit. Joe done fucked up. He just snapped. You know, that kind of shit. Sucre, je toi. Sucre, J.D.X. Jay Chucks, what's going on, man? Good to see me some you. Without a doubt. So, in case y'all don't know, because we don't have no title on, we don't have any written title on Instagram. You won't find out what the written title of the show is on Instagram until after the show is done. But the title of the show is That Thing Hit Different When the That Thing Hit Different When That Thing Hit Different When I Said That Thing Hit Different When I Said That Thing Hit Different When And When You Can Feel the Good and the Wind at Your Back and You Feel Like You Know How to Act and Everything Is Gonna Be Y'all Right. Thank You. Boom. That Thing Hit Different When It Feels So Good Like Sunshine on the on a cloudy day and you feeling that good that way. Hey, that thing hit different when it's so real. It's giving you something you can feel. I like the queen of soul. It's like the first time daddy got up in the hole. Okay, so I thought they said she died. Well, I ain't seen nothing like that. Nah. Ain't say nothing about her dying. Hold on, look at this. Sweet Brown net worth 2021 age, height, weight, boyfriend. Kimberly Sweet Brown welcomes the internet to the court attention of the world through a catchphrase in the audience. Hold the fuck on. Let me find out she kept getting paid. Oh, look at it all these years later. Man, they done spit shined her ass. She's still alive, man. She's still alive, man. And this was January 7th, 2021. Sweet Brown, Kimberly Wilkins, female, 49 years old. How is she 49 years old? She looked old as shit then. The drugs. 5'8". Kind of tall. Joe. Net worth $2 million. $2 million. She got paid and stayed paid. She was an internet sensation who caught the attention of the world through a catchphrase, "Ain't nobody got time for that," in 2012. The words she uttered in an interview with a local TV channel that was covering an apartment fire and accident in Oklahoma City went viral and made her an overnight star. She and her catchphrase were used on several memes all over the world. Even celebrities mimicked her catchphrase. Perhaps you know a thing or two about Sweet Brown. However, how well do you know about Sweet Brown? For instance, how old is she? How about her height? Moreover, her net worth. In another case, Sweet Brown might be a stranger. Fortunately for you, we've compiled all you need to know about Sweet Brown's personal life. Today's net worth. Damn. She did say that shit. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ran for my life. Said, oh, Lord, Jesus, it's a fire. She went on to feature in local television commercials. She did commercials for attorney Brian Longcar, which had some 85,000 plus views on YouTube. Shortline Dental, which amassed almost 8 million views. Yo, she got paid. Yo. She got paid. Bottom line. Sucre de Trois says, I think she was in a Tyler Perry movie. That would make sense too, wouldn't it? That's why I can't fuck with the boy. I'm done. Yo, the hate hit different when you find out that Sweet Brown is worth $2 million. But ain't nobody got time for that. That fire is the most lucrative thing that ever happened to her. That fire is was talking about one door closing and another door opening. Sheesh. She won hands down. Ain't no denying, son. She won. Sweet Joja Brown. She won.
We're not worthy.
Oh, well. And I was only kidding about the hate. Because I ain't, look, anybody that makes it, it's your time. Shoot, I just wish I could come up with a phrase, a catchphrase that everybody would be on. Wouldn't that be dope? I'm like, all of these sayings I be making up, this is some bullshit. Okay. Oh, post the, hold on, wait. And so Jones says, designer COVID mask, and people still don't wear them. You know black people and name brands. I do, Ansel. I do. And so says, check out my Henry mask. Not only is it black owned, but it's my cousin's business. Oh, that's what's up. Oh, yeah, you need to post that. Omar, did you hear about Marjorie Taylor Greene? No, I didn't hear about the official decision. I know they met. I mean, last night, you know, she got the standing ovation. You know what I mean? You got the standing O by the GOP. That's what I heard by her constituents. They gave a standing O when she tried to downplay the things that she said. Like, oh, yeah, I was wrong for saying those things. And they gave a standing ovation like, Marjorie, fuck out of here. Man, I don't know if that's what you was talking about. Are you saying that something else happened to her? Like, between the hours of, you know. Like, did something bad happen to her? Arr. Right, said, Carol, she look young as fuck now. 2 million young. This is crazy. Don't worry, you're gonna be on top real soon. Oh, jeez. I hope so. God damn. Okay, oh, I need to come up with something to get paid. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, you see. The ambition hit different when you found out that Sweet Brown did that shit with nothing. When we say you came from nothing, a lot of times we just be saying that. Not this time. This was extra nothing. No, it still says get paid and get clean. Sound like a win-win. She looked way younger now than she did, what was that, 9 years ago? Sure husband says, LOL Carol, do you really want him to come up with something? You know what? Don't you? Yo, you got to chill. That was not fair. They voted against her. When today? Because I heard they was with it. Okay. That baby bat is trying to get her shine, Carol. That baby bat. What's a baby bat? Teeny tiny bat. the thing hit different. It hit different when you could feel it inside. Basically, the feeling behind this whole show, this whole conversation is that when something means something to you, of course it's going to hit different. It should only hit different. Because that it belongs to you. You are it has something special going on for you. It has hit you at the right time by the right person in the right moment, the right way. Unlike anything that you've experienced before. And of course that's gonna have an impact on you. Different than the impact that other things have had on you that have had an impact on you all your life, perhaps. But now you're in another zone and it hit different. It hit different for you. Sometimes you can explain it, and sometimes y'all talking about that fly. Okay. That baby bat. I was lost. Like, I'm not here. See, I was going to kill it, and I still am. But I was like, I'm not going to let this shot. He got me. This motherfucker is fucking with me like on some Mike Pence shit. I'm like, this is some GOP bullshit. He's going to die. But you're going to be here tomorrow. Okay. I got you. Came in for a close-up. Okay. I got you now. That baby bat. Teeny tiny back. Okay. Thinking white cops can kill unarmed black men hit different yesterday when the Columbus cop was arrested for killing Andre Hill in December and is appearing in court tomorrow. Wow. Yeah, I guess the justice hit different when you think that you're above the law and you find out that you're not. But they got to finish the job on that. That's all I'm saying. They got to finish the job. An arrest is nice, but we know we've gotten that before. Yeah. So, hopefully that cop is brought to justice. Queen Matu Mayini. Queen Monica is all up in the house. What's going on, Ma? How you feeling? How you doing? It's good to see you. You know it's true. You know how we do. All right, y'all. Let's do these birthday shout outs. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious February 4th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Kuntzel. 21 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Lionel Teasley turning 50 years old today. The big 5-0 half century club. And Sharon Johnson turning 63 years old today. And Robin Gray, happy birthday to you. And it's Sikiana Bryan turning 25 years old today. And Valerie Clayton turning 56 years old today. And the yard girl, Chrissy Lawrence, turning 28 years old today. And Tamara Daniels, happy birthday to you. And my man, go get her, Kyle Keeping It Real Sobranis. Y'all haven't seen him in a couple of years on the show. How is Kyle? You know, when you don't see somebody on Facebook in a long time, And then you see they still have the same profile picture. It'd be like, You know, they either deactivated their account or you just know there's something going on. All right. And also, Pituela John, happy birthday to you. And Shawana Murderdoll Molera, turning 39 years old today. And Ovi Phoenix, turning 39 years old today. And Monica Yaya Black, my girl, go get her. Monica Yaya Black, happy birthday to you, Mom. Last but not least, comedian, my man Pat Kelly. Happy birthday to you, Pat. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious. February 4th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen to this. Yeah, that thing hit different when it's real to you. That thing hit different when it's personal to you. That thing hit different when it involves somebody that you care about. That thing hit different when it comes back on you and you thought that you was always going to be the one on offense and now you got to be the one on your heels on defense. Yeah, that thing hit different when you can't change it, rearrange it, and manipulate it to do what you want it to do. That thing hit different when it makes you vulnerable, but it's okay to be vulnerable this time because you know somebody got your back. That thing hit different. It can be physical. It can be emotional. It can be spiritual. But whatever it is, it hits different because it is different because it's a different reality. Oh, yeah, it's rap. Oh, yeah, it's rap. Yo, that shit rap, son. I mean, that shit is rap. Yo, I want y'all to know that this show has been sponsored by the letter H and the color blue. This show has been sponsored by the letter H and the color blue. Our sponsor is H and blue. H and blue. H and blue. H and blue. H 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 blue, H blue, H blue, H blue, H blue, sponsored by H and blue, H blue, the letter H, the color blue, letter H, the color blue, the number 4, yeah, you, H blue, 4, you, H, 4, blue, you, H, 4, blue, you. Sesame Street, you know how we do. Yo, Shirley Short coat on. Shirley Short coat on. You know what it is. You know what it is. I said an H, blue, 4, you. H, 4, blue, you. H, 4, blue, you. H, 4, blue, you. H, 4, blue. Sponsors too. I said sponsored by the letter H and the color blue and a number 4. You know how we do. And you're in store for some real shit that we did before. We're gonna do it again tomorrow night, my friend. It's gonna be Friday. Yo, get spins and everything is gonna be alright tonight. Wanna thank y'all for coming on through. Game tight. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. Love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. Y'all know how to go. Y'all know how to go. You know how we do, man. So tomorrow night, we're going to be back with another devastating Friday night show that's going to make you just want to, you know, Because the lunch hit different when it's payday. Said the lunch hit different when it's payday. Lunch hit different when it's paid 25 plate. Today, we get some crab leg with nice hot butter and some garlic. We got some crab leg that fucked up my check just on some whole Friday shit, and I left early. Yo, so the next check will be kind of fucked up. We're going to be all right. It's tax time. Gotta worry about that. Hey, yo, it's tax time. I gotta pay no tax. I get my, got my check, got my stimulus, got my shit coming back. You know what I'm saying? Everything is gonna be all right. Somehow, some way, it's sponsored by the letter H today and the color blue and the number 4. Yo, tomorrow we gonna have some fly shit in the store. All right. So, it's time for us to holler back. So, like I said, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, my brand news. So, Blog Talk, I'm going to get you on the body here. We'll be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. You know what I mean? Love is love, baby. So, Blog Talk, let me get you on the body here. I say bye-bye. We go bye-bye? We go bye-bye? We go bye-bye? We go bye-bye? It hit different when you go bye-bye. It hit different.